China says it is open to discussing its currency at the coming meeting of G7 finance ministers from the most industrialized nations. The remarks come as China's top economists suggest the country is ready to stop pegging its currency, the yuan, to the U.S. dollar. Until now, China has been unwilling to commit to any adjustment of its currency exchange mechanism, despite pressure from the United States and other governments for it to do so. For a decade, the Chinese yuan has been pegged at about 8.28 to the dollar. On Thursday, Chinese news media reported that the country's central bank governor, Zhou Xiaochun, said that China would act gradually to ease its controls on the yuan. But he said Beijing is open to discussing currency matters with other nations. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Thursday said Chinese officials will talk about the currency when at a meeting of the G7 leading industrialized nations in Britain next week. However, he did not indicate that China was committed to making a change. On Wednesday, Fang Gang, China's leading economist, told attendees at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, that China no longer regards the U.S. dollar as a stable currency. He said the real issue now is how to switch the yuan's peg to a more flexible basket of currencies. Some analysts questioned Mr. Fang's assessment of China's confidence in the U.S. currency. However, some agreed that given China's economic and trade growth, it is time for Beijing to gradually start liberalizing its currency exchange regime. Paul Coughlin is managing editor for Asia-Pacific Government and Corporate Ratings in Singapore for the Standard & Poor's Credit Rating Agency. He says that piling up billions of dollars of reserves to maintain the yuan peg could become a problem as China grapples with other problems such as overinvestment in some sectors.
China is approaching the point where the accumulation of the U.S. dollars and foreign exchange generally is becoming more of a hazard than a help. And indeed, the extent of the build-up in foreign currency is really very much complicating monetary management and maintaining control over inflation.
Some economists and many U.S. and European politicians say the yuan's exchange rate is kept artificially low, making Chinese products artificially cheap on world markets. The U.S. dollar reached a low against the euro in December and has been falling against most major currencies over the past 2 years due to worldwide concerns about the U.S. trade and budget deficits. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.